Mobile.
HXS.
This, KJ4WDM, how are you?
I'm good. I don't know if I know your name. Same here as Dave.
Same here as Daniel. I'm usually net control on Friday night, but I don't think I've had you check in with me before.
Oh, Daniel, the photographer? Question mark?
I do photography, but I don't think I've talked about it on the radio.
We spoke before.
My brother is big time into photography, but I just play around with, I just use iPhones for it. He has a bunch of cameras and stuff, though.
Okay. I thought there was another, and there must be another Daniel on here. Or maybe I'm just old and confused. That's excuse me.
I'm into a bunch of different stuff, though.
Oh, yeah, we all are. We're hobbyists. Anyway, name is Dave. I'm currently in Greer. I'm also mobile. I do air conditioning work. In fact, I'm heading to a customer's house right now. What are you up to?
Truck. Today I'm in a dump truck, and I'm sitting down here in Piedmont at the rock quarry waiting to get loaded.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm heading towards Taylor's right now. I'm going to go look at the system. But I think I have heard you on here. Driving truck and whatnot. I know Shane is on here, and Patrick is on here, and I'm a ex truck driver.
Y'all may have talked before, actually, one time.
Operator for Allied Van Lines. I was a bed bugger for a long time.
Cool. I've never been an owner operator before, but I know who Allied Van Line is. They have the step deck drive-in for low build.
And there's several different styles of the on the moving vans. You got the drop frames, you got the step decks, you know, and then you got the flat floors, which is basically, it's flat until you get to the kingpin area. I drove a 53-foot flat floor towards the latter end of my career. I got out of the truck around 2005. I just had enough. It's fun being an owner-operator to a certain point, you know, then you get a lot of headaches that come with it.
Right now, everything is a big headache with the way fuel prices are and regulations and stuff like that. It's getting kind of crazy.
You have electronic logs, which back in the day, I just started getting I think I was in the truck for a few years with a Qualcomm, and then I was out. And that was right before they started doing the electronic logs, and I said, nope, I'm done.
I think it can also be a bad thing. One of the things that makes it bad is if you know how to run two or three different paper logs, you can make more money that way. But once you are on an e-log, you're kind of limited.
Not necessarily. Not with moving. Because if you're hauling freight, you're getting paid by the mile. Hauling furniture or being a bed bugger, you get paid by the load. So you don't have to, you don't got to lie and cheat on the logs, really. To make a buck, you just got to run your trip as cost effectively as you can. You know, stay in the truck, stay out of the hotels, you know, things like that. You know, hire your labor accordingly. But it's how you run your trips. It can be costly or it could be cheap.
Interesting.
It's called line haul, which we used to work off of. You know, you get a percentage. I was a top 20 driver, so I got the better line hauls and, you know, better, cleaner loads. And some of the guys that were just general fleet were just, they get the garbage loads.
And that, I know what line haul is.
You know how to work your taxes. I had a good tax man, too, down in Florida. A very good tax consultant, and he primarily did taxes and kept the books for truck drivers. That's how I met him. And everything was above boards, paid my taxes on time, and, you know, and keep the pencil sharpened, as it were.
That's really good.
it keeps you out of trouble. You know, I paid quarterly, and at the end of the year, I was good. I didn't owe anything, and, you know, some years the government owed me. So, got to do things right.
Yeah, that's my biggest worry about getting into all kinds of that owner-operator type stuff is the paperwork aspect of it. I'm terrible at paperwork. I absolutely hate it. I can't do it, but it's a headache.
Well, if you travel 100 miles, I believe it's 100 miles, if you travel outside 100 miles from your home, where you're dispatched out of, where you're near your home offices or whatever, you can actually write things off. You can write off your uniforms, you can write off clothing or whatever you purchase. You know, if you have a good accountant that understands the trucking laws, you know, there's a lot you can write off as long as you're behind that wheel.
All right. I know that back in September of 2020, some of the laws changed from 100 miles to 150 miles, and we got some hours in there as well for the 70-hour weeks and stuff like that. Even hours for the local guys, it went up from 12 hours to 14 hours, if I'm not mistaken. And no requirement for a 30-minute break for them because they're in and out of the truck all day and all kinds of different things. And now you no longer have to go off duty for your 30 during your, after your 8 hours of on-duty time. All you have to do is go to on-duty, not driving. Whatever you want to do, go through the truck wash. Whatever you want to do for your on-duty, not driving time is up to you. And that's your 30-minute break. And then you can go back at it again.
Yeah, they somehow had the 34-hour reset after 70 hours.
Sure do.
Yeah, that's about the time I got out. Started that 34-hour reset on the weekends and stuff. Anyway, Daniel, I got to cut it loose here. I'm going to be at my destination here in just a minute, according to my GPS. So I'm going to say 73s, and I'm sorry, I forgot your call already. This is KB2HXS.
KB2HXS, KJ4WZM. Name is Daniel. Call Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike.
Okay, KJ4WZM. All right, you have a good afternoon, and be safe out there.
Have a good one.
Q4CQZ.
Call sign just then. This is KJ4WZM.
KQ4CQZ.
What for? ZQV? Is that Zulu Quebec Victor?
Zulu Quebec 4, Charlie Quebec Zulu.
Zulu Quebec 4, Charlie Quebec Zulu, I think it was. KJ4WZM, how are you?
Correct. I'm doing well. How about you? I believe I spoke with you last week or New Ham here, so I made my first call last week, you know, on the road before my next stop. Thought I'd chime in again and get to know some people. But I believe your name is Dave. Is that right?
The guy I was just talking to on the radio who just got off, his name is Dave.
Yes, sir. Well, Daniel, it's good to meet you. And so I was catching you a little bit of that conversation there. You're a truck driver, is that right?
That is correct.
So, well, I'm not a truck driver, but I do drive in my truck a little bit. And so I've got mobile radio here and just installed it not too long ago. And so definitely traffic is something I'm trying to get used to driving and definitely trying to learn on the radio here.
pretty neat. I don't have a bubble rig in my truck. I just have an AC. So I have it clipped to my window right now. I'm waiting to get loaded. I have a Bluetooth headset on, and it's connected to my radio.
Good. Let me ask a question about that AC. How's that working for you in your vehicle there?
When the truck is facing north, when the truck is facing south, I'm driving a dump truck today. I alternate between dump trucks and flatbed 18-wheelers. So when I drive a dump truck, the metal bed is behind the antenna, and it makes it difficult to hit the repeater. But normally, the HT works pretty good for me anywhere in the upstate.
Do you find a difference being inside the truck versus outside when you try to talk on it, or no difference at all?
No, I really haven't noticed a difference with it. The HT that I have, it's actually a digital and analog one, both capabilities built into it. It puts out, I think, 7 watts of power, which is a little bit better than most HTs at 5 watts. And the receive capability of the radio is also pretty good, so I actually have a fairly decent time with the radio most of the time. It doesn't really hinder it much.
Sure, understood. Well, that sounds great. Well, it sounds pretty good. I can hear you pretty well, so I just wanted to ask. I didn't know what that would be like inside a vehicle, if you have any issues or what that would be like. That's fun. Well, Daniel, I made it to my next stop. It was great to talk with you, so I appreciate you for responding back, and I'm going to head on in, and I hope you have a great rest of the day. KQ4CQZ, clear.
I was having to grab gears just then. I'm rolling up to get loaded here in just a second, so sorry, I was distracted for a second. All right, good talking to you in 73C. You said your name was Bob?
Brian. That's B-R-I-A-N. So, yes, sir. Well, 73 to you as well, and I hope you have a great rest of the day. KQ4CQZ, out.
Sounds good. Well, you have yourself a great day, and we'll holler at you later on down the log. KQ4 CQV KJ4 WZM 73C.
4 CBA Mobile.
F2 W4 NGU.
4 CM 52.